This is an NBA Finals Week edition of Dirt and Spray.
Brunson holding up high against Vassell. Now cuts to the left, free throw line. Hops back, digs in, shot up, and good! Brunson, big bucket!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brandon Spray, Conference Finals Week on The Fan is brought to you by Video Only. For the best deals on Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs, shop Video Only, or you'll be sorry. Dirt and Spray on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Spray on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. In the Fan Sports Network, hello. Happy Monday, everybody. Good morning.
Not a happy Monday for everybody, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Bring gas.
Or, you know, throw it up, whatever you need to do.
I think more appropriately.
Wash your ass.
Yeah. Well, you hope that's what's happening over there. We have no dirt today. He texted us about 20 minutes ago and was like, I'm out. I'm throwing up. I'm like, okay. Poor bastard. Said he's been up all night yakking, so he got food poisoning. Him and his wife got food poisoning.
Yeah.
You ever had joint? I'd say this. I don't think I've ever had food poisoning.
Either. Nothing that I remember.
Now, I know this is more of an era where, you know, prices of stuff, you might get a big, you know, a traditional standard meal and you might split it to save a couple bucks because you know it's enough food for you.
Yeah.
I've never actually, like, ordered separate things from a place and gotten joint food poisoning.
Well, the place that he mentioned,
it's kind of famous for it.
Unfortunately,
they've
for
had
them.
Some stuff happen.
They've
in the
had
past.
Some issues in the past.
He has always said, when this stuff happens at this place, you buy low, but you
That's
buy.
That's true.
And so he is a big believer in this place.
So, but if they ordered a similar thing and the food was prepared from the same batch.
No, I get it. If the chicken is the same or the beef or whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
I totally get it.
I see how that happens.
But I've never actually, I'm just saying, like, I've never, the wife and I have gotten to places and ordered similar things. I've never been sick. Like, we ate at a place 2 years ago and we had similar food. We didn't have the same exact meal, but we had similar food. I got violently ill.
Ooh.
Nothing.
Huh.
She got nothing.
Iron stomach, huh?
Iron stomach, I don't know. Maybe it was a sauce I had that she didn't have. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I've never experienced
joint
food poisoning.
No,
before.
I
it's
have
usually
not
one or
either.
The other, you know?
Yeah.
But he's going to be out today, probably be out the rest of the week. There's probably a golf tournament at the end of the week that he's got to go to. But we joke. I hope he's feeling all right, though. That's all the Texas.
There's nothing as miserable as that.
Well, it's either, look, I've concluded this. He's either actually sick.
Or he's ducking us today.
Or, pun intended, he's ducking us today from all the cocky sniffing baseball stuff that he doesn't actually care about.
Didn't listen to Colin Wilson when we had him on.
Well, I mean, everybody should have listened to Colin Wilson, but that was my only takeaway. Is like, you don't want to talk about the Super Regionals, huh? Because he's going to come in tomorrow and be like, what? It's football season.
Exactly. Yeah.
We know how his mind works.
See our recruiting rankings?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, did you see that big game on November the 3rd? Like, nope. Didn't see the schedule by heart. But, Dirt is going to be out with food poisoning. We'll give you, we'll see if he's here tomorrow. I hope he is, but it just sucks.
Hopefully that's what it is, because it usually passes fairly quickly once everything's out of your guts.
I think the last two times I've experienced that kind of sickness, it has been a 24 hours.
Yeah.
It needs to get through, and once it gets through rather quickly, and then you're good to go 24 hours later.
Yeah. Then you gotta hydrate, though, really quickly.
But have you ever experienced joint food poisoning is the question to start the show off today.
You and a spouse, maybe you and a kid had the same meal.
Well, this happened to me in Vietnam. It was the best trip of my life, except the very end of the trip.
Mm.
Everybody always told me that when you go to a country, a far-off land, they always told me, like, you're going to get food poisoning. There's almost nothing you can do about it. You're going to get sick. Now, I've met many people that have traveled, that have gone to places and not gotten sick. We went on a 19-day trip to Vietnam. By day 14, So I'm 2 weeks into this
thing. Yeah, you think, okay, we've adjusted.
I've adjusted. I've avoided certain. I've seen plates and been like, nah, I know. I know I'm not going to like the taste, and let alone I don't want the result of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I avoided. I was good.
And you don't eat seafood.
I don't eat. I don't like seafood. I don't, you know, partake in it. I was able to navigate the situation. And as we're leaving the second to last stop, we get on a bus for 4 hours. And as we got on, I could feel the stomach, and
it's
I go,
a rumbling.
Please don't be what I think you are. And about an hour later, I am violently ill on a bus for about 2 hours. Like, I'm so bad that I'm sweating through my t-shirt. And it was at that point that, like, yeah, I just wanted to die. It was that miserable. I was like, let this just be over. Send me to the upper room. I'm ready to get out of here. But that was only 24 hours. I got up the next day. I drank some bone broth on the street.
There you go.
And about that whole day, I didn't eat anything until the very end of the day. So, and then at that point,
before that long plane ride home, because that would have been.
Well, that was the unfortunate thing. So on the bus ride, I think I had the Noro because it had to have been through the air.
Okay.
Now, this is, again, an example of, I don't think I had joint food poisoning. My niece and nephew ended up getting sick during the bus ride, just like me. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's contagious. My nephew got sick later that night. My mother-in-law got sick later that night. Now, none of them got as sick as I did, but it kind of started making its way through. My brother-in-law, as we got on the plane to fly back, it's 5-6 days later, right? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm ready to get home. My brother-in-law got sick the whole flight home.
Ugh.
Just terrible. We had to wait at the airport for him. He had to go to the restroom. He's using the airplane bathroom the whole time. Just the worst possible time you could get sick.
Yes.
But I've never again experienced the joint food poisoning experience.
Not the joint.
But no. Dirt out today. How was your weekend?
It was supposed to be relaxing, and it ended up being quite busy.
Yep.
The reality of the fact that, the trip is 9 days away.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
So we weren't ready to go. So there's...
what do you mean? You got everything booked.
Well, we got everything booked, but we don't have everything. Like,
what do you need?
Travel toiletries. We just set it our luggage.
We got 9 days. What are you freaking out about?
Well, I got Hops all this week.
Yeah.
She's doing some preliminary shooting things for the production that she is directing upcoming.
Okay.
So she's coordinating all sorts of stuff there.
You got 9 days. I'm still not seeing an issue. What's the problem here? Are you like a pack early guy?
I'm not.
She is?
She's very much want everything organized, buttoned up ahead of time.
Do you have the outlet converter that
got
is
those? Yep.
So popular?
We got two of those right there. Amazon. There is at least one, if not two, Amazon packages per day.
For this trip.
Rolling in now.
Because you're going, okay, so all the listeners that haven't, they're just tuning in for the first time.
Yes.
In 9 days, you're flying to?
Rome.
Rome, okay. And
yes.
Then how long are you in Rome? What's the?
3 nights in Rome, 3 nights in Florence, 3 nights in Venice.
Ooh.
Then the cruise leaves from Venice for 7 nights down the Dalmatian coast of Croatia and Montenegro.
So you said 7 days?
7 days. Yeah, we're
on the
gone
cruise.
If including travel, you know, the days that we travel.
Right.
I think it's 18 days total.
Dude, that's as somebody who took a 19-day excursion, 18 is awesome. Now, your cruise ship, it looks like an old school boat, right?
Yeah, it's like a Christopher Columbus. So you have all of these masts and sails. There's only 220 passengers on the boat.
Damn. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's going to Croatia?
Yeah, we're going to like Dubrovnik and Nice and Split and yeah.
I've had two people tell me Croatia's the most beautiful place they've ever been to in the world. One was a friend and the other was the general manager of the Blazers. And that's like a guy who travels a lot. You would think he'd have like a lot. He's like, no, dude, it's Croatia. He's like, I went back for Nurkic's wedding. Awesome. And
yep.
I was like, damn, Croatia's got to be on the bucket list there.
No, I've heard everybody said the waters on the beach are the most gorgeous, pure turquoise, crystal clear waters. It's supposed to be 90 in Rome when we land. It's, yeah.
Is 90 going to be too hot for you? It's kind of what I wonder there.
We'll find out.
Okay.
I mean, it cools off to, you know, mid-60s, so I'm hope when we're on the boat, it won't be a problem. You get that ocean breeze. I think you'll be fine when the sun goes down.
Oh, so, you're probably going to get cold on the boat, I would imagine, at night if you're, you know, out and about.
I wouldn't think so, but
never underestimate the ocean breeze.
I understand.
Okay, so you're 9 days out.
Yeah.
You got an 18-day excursion.
Yes.
God, the fan's going to fall apart. It's going to be crazy how quick our station goes under. So you're going to be gone 18 days. Dusty is probably waking up every day a closer step to you be gone, and he's regretting it.
Well, Wednesday we have a big sit down with Jennifer and Traffic and Dusty.
Well, you got to sort all the stuff out while you're gone. Now,
so it was while it was sad to see Waz and the boys not be able to fulfill their quest to Omaha from a me leaving at that point.
Mm.
Certainly helps them because now the schedule is absolutely fixed of play-by-play
events.
There's
nothing going on outside of fire.
Fire.
Because we have World Cup now.
Thorns will come back towards the end of my trip.
Okay, so that's kind of the timeline of the
soccer. And then there's a few Major League Baseball. Like, there'll be Major League Baseball on the 4th of July and that sort of thing.
Okay, but he doesn't want you to be gone that long. He won't say it, but he doesn't want you to be gone that long. I want to ask you this. Are you going to respond to any work emails?
Well, if I mean, I'm trying to figure out probably the, when I first get over there, cause we'll be in hotels.
Why?
Just to make sure.
You're on vacation.
Last minute
stuff. No, it doesn't
matter.
When
I'm on the boat, I don't even know if we have Wi-Fi. Like, yeah. I may not even be able to attend.
But this is what I get on people about.
First few days, I will check just to make sure. One, to make sure all the instructions I left were proper.
Do that today. Write out the instructions now, quadruple check them. When you're on vacation, people need to stop responding to work on vacation. The next long vacation I take, I will not even log on to my work email. So if there's something that's pressing, shoulder shrug, don't know what to tell you. You're going to be in Italy.
I know.
For 18 days.
Well, yeah.
And then Croatia. Okay, so the other part I wanted to get to was your packing conundrum. You are 9 days away. You don't seem stressed, but it seems like you're acting like you're kind of pressed for time here. Toiletries and whatnot, that's a dollar store visit. I'm curious why this is a big deal for you. I'm a late packer. I'd be packing like 2 days before I leave.
I think it's just making sure we have everything that we want, have enough, just all the things that we want.
Boat shoes, shorts.
Exactly.
that's a grab and pack.
We got to wear pants for, got to wear slacks for dining on this cruise.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was told it was suggested to have a sport coat too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be the underdressed people on the exclusive tour.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of dining are we talking about here? Is it seafood? Is it chicken steak? What are you going with?
I think it'll be different every night. I mean, the dining hall looks amazing.
So where you're cruising, it's not like open ocean
It's either the Adriatic or the Aegean Sea.
It's a more calm sea. I'm not familiar
with the territory. Not totally familiar. But no, we're not out in the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay. All right. So it's not like you're actually Christopher
Columbus.
We're
in between Italy and Croatia. So relatively, I think, you know, you can get a storm out there. There could be swells, but I don't believe it's, you know.
I'd imagine it's going to be a calm one on that kind of boat.
Yeah.
I think that's why they make it. Now, how did you find this cruise?
A friend of my wife's
is
that she has acted with and performed with before.
Mm-hmm.
60th birthday, found it, said, I'm doing this. You should come. So there's a group of people.
Oh, so you're meeting up with people on this trip.
So, yeah, we're going to meet them actually when we get to Venice.
Oh, man.
So there will be a handful of people from the area that she knows, I know of. A couple of them I know a little bit. So, but they will all be from Oregon. So,
are you guys traveling partial time of the trip and you're doing the cruise together?
Yeah, so we'll all get there for the cruise.
Well, that'll be fun. So you have some alone time.
So we have alone time. We're going to wander our way through Italy, at least Rome and Florence, and, you know, we'll do the ruins and that sort of thing. We've got a wine excursion.
Have you ever been to over there?
I've never been to Europe.
Oh, dude, me either. I want to go so bad.
I will, yeah. I will do my best to keep track of.
Are you guys
things.
Taking trains from different?
We will.
Places?
Yeah, we'll take the trains. We got to book those train tickets. So to get
see, that's the stuff I'm panicking about. It's the train tickets. You know, it's the traveling within.
Yeah, we've Europe. Got all the hotels booked, so
yeah,
that's
then you're
we
good.
Booked that ahead of time. And the trains,
the suitcase, the electric converters, toiletry, like those yeah. are things that like you need, obviously. But I'm not panicked about that. I'm panicked about like, do we got the train tickets? Let's quadruple check our passports are still good and
yep.
valid. I got all that stuff.
We got the passports.
That's the stuff I worry about if I'm going on an excursion quite like this.
Yeah.
That's the territory I want to make sure I got all the boxes
so, yeah.
checked.
We got in and then we got to do, you know, stop the mail. Because we have one of those, you know,
group tiny box.
Boxes, and so I
mean, at some point, you know what they do?
They just don't bring it anymore.
Yeah, they tell you, hey, go pick it up at the at the center if you need it.
Exactly.
Like, that happened to me and my wife, and we weren't gone. There was a note in there. It was like, your box was too full. It's over at the
so
post
you
office.
Get all that, then you throw, obviously, my dad's situation into the mix, so we're still making sure we're...
But he's progressing the right way.
He is. We finally got him in the intensive rehab place, and yeah, he's starting to.
So 9 days from now, he'll be in better shape. Your brother's here. Your sister, you know, you'll be all right.
I know.
You'll be okay. I just don't want you to stress about this. It's one less thing you need to stress
about.
It's just
busy.
Yeah, I know.
Making, you know, something else comes up. Somebody thinks of something.
Yeah. Hey, let's have a finals week sponsored on the Fan 2 days before.
Exactly.
All right, great. I got a Hops game tonight, too.
We got U.S. Open week next week.
Have you made all that stuff already?
I don't have the VOs back from our VO guy yet, so some point.
Well,
and the Hops are home this week. So, yeah, it's just, you know.
Well,
you think you have more time, and then you're like.
I know. I'm saying 9 days, but before you know it, it'd be like, oh, my God, it's 3 days. Oh, my God, it's 2 days.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're like, boys, I'll see you later. I'm checking out.
So,
I'm
yeah.
not
so
gonna
next
be part of
Wednesday,
show.
Literally as soon as the show is over, I'm going to the airport.
Man. So is the wife coming? How are you getting? Are you
yeah, she's going to. Or we got to arrange a ride. I'm going to call one of the nephews, see if we can, you know.
Pick you up after she
him,
picks
pay
her
him,
up.
You know, $30 or something to take us to the airport.
Well, and the good thing is we got the parking permit, so you can just park your car here.
I don't know that I want to leave it here for 18 days.
She
may get up and drive me down, and then...
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you get a ride to the
airport. Because she's taking the whole day off.
Well, I hope your nephew takes the Brandon Sprague advice. Whenever you take somebody to the airport out of just, like, being a good person, make a playlist with the country in which they're going to get them kind of in the mood.
Yeah, they're not that forward thinking yet as teenagers.
I would have thought about that as a teenager.
Oh,
that would have been something in my
them.
Wheelhouse. I'd have burned a CD back in the day just to make it so it could be more enjoyable. Are you a nervous flyer for big, like, long trips?
No,
okay.
I have flown so much with the Pilots basketball team over the years that the airport. No.
Yeah, my brother-in-law just went to Taiwan, and I was like, oh. Go to Seattle, then you do the Seattle to Taiwan thing. I think that's like 12 and a half hours or something.
Yeah, so it's we'll go direct. We got a little puddle jumper to Seattle, and then it's direct from Seattle to Rome.
Really?
Yeah, it's a newer route.
That's interesting.
So nine.
I hate the whole putter.
9:45
puddle jumper from Portland to Seattle thing. It sucks.
Well, I mean, there's nothing Portland direct to Rome. You were gonna have to change planes somewhere, so it's like, all right, let's.
No, I know. I know why they do it. It sucks because it's like a 20-minute flight to Seattle, and then it's sometimes you're like, oh, we got a 2.5-hour wait in SeaTac. It's like,
It's like an hour.
And I hate SeaTac. I think it's a terrible airport.
Hour and 20 minutes, and it'll allow for a little. Just in case stuff's not quite on time.
Little leeway for you.
Yeah.
Little leeway for you. Well, don't panic. You'll be okay. Those shorts will fit in the suitcase. Make sure you got your boat shoes.
Oh, I got boat shoes.
I know you got boat. You probably have multiple pairs of boat shoes.
That's the problem. It's like, all right, I got to pare this down. So because shoes are bulky when you're traveling, you know.
I really just want to hear that you... And the missus
I
get
think
on.
I got it down to 4 pairs of shoes and slides.
You guys need to get on Vespas. I want a full report back, and I want to hear that you got on a Vespa and drank wine and
well,
ate cheese.
I will tell you that's not going to happen after she's already had 4 concussions.
Well, then you need to have a solo day. You need a little Jason time on a Vespa in the wine country, okay? That's what
Ciao.
I Ciao. That's what I need to hear when you get back. No dirt today. He is out. Food poisoning. And have you ever experienced joint food poisoning? I know people have. I have not gone through the experience. A busy little show today. There is a lot to get to. Let's start with the very unfortunate, tough little local weekend here. Not great for one team, and one season ends for another. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague, happy Monday. Let's get it going on 105.1 The Fan. Good morning. Hog 'em up. Sikorsky's out there. Or, you know, if you're in a bad attitude.
Eat your own butt.
You can do that, too. Hope your weekend was great. Mine was very interesting, to say the least. We'll get into that at some point today. But we got Jason Minnick going to be on at 9:05 a.m. today. Our good friend from San Antonio, Texas. We had him on. When did we have him on? Was that a couple weeks ago? Was that a month ago? When did the Blazers last play? God, it's all a blur at this point. I have forgotten. Whenever the Blazers played the Spurs in the postseason, that was the last time we had Minix on. And I think he gave us, do we still have the gem up there, the fantastic gem that he gave us? Because he was talking about Scoot, and he was talking about Wemby. But
oh, I think that's when I was in El Paso.
Oh, were you gone for that? No, because you were here for him, I thought, when we had him on. You pulled the cut. Unless it was might have been other Brandon. Yeah, I think it was other Brandon. Anyways, Minix was on. He gave us some great drops. And so we talked then about Spurs Blazers. We're going to have him on today at 9:05. We tried to go to New York. A couple of New York guests that we've had on in the past could not give it a go. Today ended up being obviously far more busy than they had anticipated. And so we'll talk on the San Antonio end as the Spurs are down 0-2 in the series. But we'll start. We'll get to the hockey as well. I watched the hockey. I did the hockey thing.
Good.
I had somebody go, you know your phone has hockey on it, right? I go, yeah, that was on purpose. That wasn't on accident.
That was ridiculous.
That was a great game. We'll get to that.
About the time. We were having poker night with the boys.
That's a great background sporting event to have during a poker night.
Yeah.
We're like,
wait, what? What?
I thought it was over.
What?
Like, I turned this off. This is terrible. 4-0. It was just nuts. But we'll get to the hockey stuff, and we will obviously talk about Game 2. And we got a pretty crazy little Game 3. MSG, the president. Oh, Game 3. It's going to be quite a scene at the Garden tonight. It's one of those, like, I don't have a lot of these moments as a father of two daughters. Because, like, they love sports. They like sports. But they don't, like, love to watch sports. In fact, I get more crap from watching the amount of sports I watch. This is one of those, like, mandated dinner is done.
Yeah.
We're all going to watch this. You're all going to experience this with me. And if it ends up being a crappy game, it's a crappy game. But if it's a legendary MSG game, you're going to look back and say, hey, my dad made me watch that game once upon a time. This is a moment that I've been building as a sports fan too, as a father of two daughters. Like, this is magical. I want you to know in my life, this is magical. So we'll talk about that as well coming up at the top of the hour. Not so great a weekend for our beloved Portland Fire, who are now ice cold and lost 3 straight games.
Yeah.
They lost to Phoenix on Friday. Phoenix, terrible.
Phoenix, yeah. That was surprising. Losing to the Sparks down in L.A., not...
The Sparks are worse than them. What do you mean? The Sparks are not good. Yeah.
But you look at the talent that they have on that squad, is it dinged up? I mean, they have Kelsey Plum and they have Cameron Brink and they've
Brink is a bench player. I hate to say this to people, but Brink is not quite panning out the way people thought she might, but she's fine. She's a rotational player in the league. Kelsey Plum's having a delightful season. The Sparks are not very good. My whole point, ice cold fire no longer hot.
No, 3-for-28 won't get it done no matter who you're playing.
We're not that far away, by the way. We're not that far away. If you look at the standings, what does Sook say? The
poo-poo for juju?
Doo-doo for juju? We're not that far out of the doo-doo for juju. If we're going to be losing to Phoenix and L.A., teams that are worse than you, right? Like, if that's what it's going to be,
yeah.
I'm no problem leaning into it, but I know that they won't do it over there.
The Aces are rolling in on Thursday.
You've got to
deal with Asia Wilson.
Asia Wilson's going to be at Washington Square Mall.
Doing what?
She's doing a pop-up for her Age of Two shoes.
Oh, sweet.
I know. I might take the kiddo over there.
There you go.
We got an Asia Wilson jersey. Try to get it signed or something. So not a great weekend for them. And then the other local team, you know, tough one. I know they're a blue blood of the sport.
Yeah, Saturday
Saturday was terrible.
Terrible. But Sunday.
Sunday was interesting.
You're leading 5-4 in the eighth.
Yeah.
Two
outs. Did you think they were going to get it?
I thought they were going to force game three today.
Yeah.
And then it was going to be, you know, all sorts of weird and wacky.
I don't know what it was, but it was something about that game where I was like, I know they were up 5-4. What, eighth? Was it two outs or one out?
I think
out?
He got the first two outs. And then, two-run double.
Maybe it's the experience of watching OSU in postseason play enough to say, like, nothing's over.
Well, yeah, college baseball, no lead is ever safe.
It's absolutely nuts.
I mean, did you watch the, what was that early game on Saturday? Georgia?
Oh, the Georgia-Mississippi
State game.
Mississippi State. Yeah, dude, it was bananas. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I caught some of it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a ton of college baseball outside of checking in with Oregon and Texas.
Well, Saturday, yeah, it was a weird weekend because there was, after Friday night game two, there was no NBA on the weekend for whatever weird reason.
Yep. They have a travel day.
Yeah,
just happened
so you had the one Stanley Cup game, but that was on
Saturday
night. Mm-hmm. So early in the day, if you were, and there's no, normally you'd have like English or foreign, you know, international soccer going on. But they're prepping for the World Cup, so there were some friendlies. But it was college baseball was pretty much the only live thing on, like morning time if you were up doing chores or whatever.
Yeah, but like I've said this about college baseball, when it gets to Omaha, I'll catch some of the action. I won't catch it all. I don't know. It's interesting. If there is a tie-in for me, I'm more inclined to watch it.
Yeah.
If there's something interesting that catches my eye, I'm inclined to watch it. But I'm not like, there's four games today. I'm not watching all four.
Oh, no.
I'm not even watching three full games.
Yeah.
I'm watching the game I need to, if we need to. Or I catch bits and pieces. Like Georgia, Mississippi State, I caught bits and pieces of all weekend.
Yeah.
That was great.
It's also fun to see with the Super Regionals, some of the home venues for some of the college baseball teams.
Oh, the atmospheres are electric.
Because the atmospheres are electric, but they're all a little funky. Like West Virginia had that hill above where the stadium was. So like everybody lined up at 7 in the morning to get into that hill.
To be on the hill so they could see over.
So they, and West Virginia's going for the first time to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
So Troy's going to go for the first time.
It's
going to
be that? Troy's in Omaha.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I think there's two more games today, but I think they're completions of suspended games. There was weather and storms.
Yeah, that was
stuff.
A bizarre little thing that I saw was because I was tracking. Was it the Carolina game? Was that the one that was suspended due to the weather? Is that the one?
No, I thought Carolina finished and USC choked because they won game one.
That's right. Carolina won it. Yes, that's right. You're right on that. Which one was it?
Kansas.
Kansas, Oklahoma?
Kansas is suspended. Let me go see if I can pull up the scoreboard.
I'm all kinds of out of sorts. I can't even tell you. Is it St. John's?
Yeah, I think there's two games that have to be completed today.
Yeah, well, another year of Oregon losing in the Super Regional.
So, yeah, St. John's, Alabama is suspended, and Oklahoma, Kansas is suspended. Those games will be completed today.
What innings are they in?
I think they were in, like, the seventh or
they got kind of,
eighth.
Yeah, the back end of
here.
It.
Oh, no, the Kansas-Oklahoma game's only in the third.
Okay, with St. John's.
The other one is in the – that one's in the eighth inning.
That's
Alabama's
bizarre.
Leading 7-2.
Yeah, so that game's probably over.
So that's probably over. Alabama's up one zip. So if they close that out, that shouldn't take very long.
You imagine if that Alabama game was like 3-3 starting back up in the eighth? What a bizarre ending to a game.
I know.
The next day you're coming out, you're like, it's 3-3. Everything's at stake. Get it going.
Yeah,
you're like,
Oklahoma's
what?
Up
six outs.
8-1 on Kansas, but they're only in the third inning. And Oklahoma won game one. But
that's a lot of runs, though, man. 8-1 is a pretty big deficit.
Mississippi State was up 7-0
well, I know.
In the first inning.
Well, Georgia's a wagon, though.
I know.
Yeah, that's a little different. But, so Oregon still, you know, it's not like – it's never going to be like one of those they'll nevers. But, man, Oregon just cannot get past the super regional problem.
Yeah.
It just seems to be the one area that like, they get to it. What have they gotten to it? Three of the last four?
I think
because
so.
They lost the regional, they had the A&M loss, the Oral Roberts loss.
4, well, it says, let's see, they're 0-4 in super regionals played in the state of Texas. Oh, that's just games. So they've played
Texas
A&M.
Yeah, because they lost A&M in Texas.
24, yeah.
You're 0-4, yeah.
Yep.
But I think three of their last four postseasons have been lost in super regional because they had Oral Roberts, Then they had the A&M.
Yep.
And then they lost in the regional last year.
Yeah.
And then they lost in the Supers again this year. So Vanderbilt. 3 of the last 4 years, they've been eliminated in the Supers.
Yeah.
They just can't get to Omaha. The unfortunate thing is people like numbnuts over there.
Yeah, no.
They'll never care. No. They will never be invested in a moat. I think
until
you could
they get there. And
no,
then
I think you could put Oregon in Omaha, and until they're in the championship, I don't think he cares.
Oh.
I'd make an argument he doesn't care if they're in the championship.
Probably not.
But he'd really love it if they were, just so he could drive some people crazy who do emotionally care about their team not making it to the championship.
Yeah,
that's all he's after, being petty.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
He just wants to be petty. He wants to be hateful and petty. It should be the Hateful, Petty, and Sprague show, because that guy is two faces of that. But the Ducks coming up short in the Super Regionals. We'd have nothing else locally, right? That was kind of it? Outside
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So we've got the break. So we got Fire, Commissioner's Cup. The Aces are in town Thursday.
You know, the thing about Oregon that's interesting is I was reading some of the quotes on O Live, and Wasikowski basically saying, like, how emotionally, you know, damaging it kind of was because a lot of those guys are homegrown guys. But how many are returning talents? Because this is something that, like, you get to the Supers with a lot of returning talent. You look into it next year, you should be like a top 12 team in college baseball.
Yeah, I don't think there's a ton of – I mean, they got – three freshmen that play that are in the lineup every day.
Yeah.
I think the starting shortstop's a sophomore.
Yeah, I think they have a lot of returning guys
next
season.
They have a good core. I don't know about the pitching staff. I'm not as familiar with the pitching staff to know if they've got a lot of guys that could potentially are either out of eligibility or could go in the major league draft.
It is a little bit of a bummer to not have somewhat of a local viewpoint of it from our angle of the College Baseball World Series, but it's been fascinating nonetheless. And
yeah,
then you get to Omaha and weird things can happen, and you're like, oh, dude, these two teams are squaring off. We're playing for the championship here. Like, there's at least something that will eventually get me back. But when I saw Oregon's game on Saturday, I was like, all right, the hockey's getting all the attention here. I'll just follow this through the old ESPN app. Yesterday was great. You're close, but falling short yet again. Unfortunately. I do want to talk about, obviously, we'll get to game two, and then we've got a game three. We'll talk with Jason Minisca, the Spurs, and I can't believe the Spurs are down 0-2. It's one thing to pick the Knicks in seven. It's another to be like, what? They won both games in San Antonio?
Yeah.
I bet that game, assuming I was going to take a loss. Just bet it and was like, that's not going to hit. And I'm watching, and I'm like, this is crazy. They're leading at halftime? Again? Look at them. They came back again. So we'll talk about that coming up at 7 a.m., coming up next, I think Blue Line Brandon needs to make an appearance. That game three, bananas on Saturday. And now you got the Vegas Golden Knights are up 2-1 in the series, from 4-0 to 4-4 to double overtime. Absolute insanity. We'll talk a little Stanley Cup coming up next on 105.1 The Fan. Well, Saturday provided us with quite the game three of the Stanley Cup. Boy, you guys got to be in heaven right now with your hockey. The Stanley Cup has been fantastic. I have no idea if this is a Vegas is going to do it, because it feels like Carolina's always having to come back just to have a chance, and Vegas feels kind of in control. But hockey is a weird sport in the I don't know how you dictate what momentum is, and sometimes you get teams like Vegas that record-wise are not amazing that win the whole enchilada. And none of this makes sense to my brain. They went up 4-0 in the second period after a 0-0 first period.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's probably a wrap.
And they had two goals disallowed.
Disallowed, thank
you. So you had one for offsides and one for goalie interference.
And I'm like, this is probably a wrap. Four goals is nuts. Hold on to your butts, third period.
Then three goals in 38 seconds or whatever it
was.
Did
you think the tying goal was interference on Carolina? I know they reviewed it and said it wasn't, but it was kind of like very crowded and there were a bunch of bodies. Guys were flying into the net. I don't know. I can't. Here's the hockey problem. Sometimes I can't tell the rules.
Well, like, for I know goalie interference, it's – was
did you impede the ability to stop it, right?
So there's that.
Yeah.
But there's also – okay, if somebody, if a defender from the goalie's team shoves the guy into it, then it, did he?
That's not real interference.
That's not interference.
That's manufactured interference.
Yeah, so did the offensive player go in of his own volition?
Right.
And then did the goaltender, because you can bump into him, but does the goaltender then have the ability to reset himself and be prepared when the shot comes? So if you bump into a guy and you kind of do that, but then everybody gets back up, he gets a stick, and he's back in position before there's a shot that comes to the net, there would not be goaltender interference.
So you're cool with it not being interference on the game-tying goal?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of was too, but like, it's also nuts to see bodies in the goal.
Oh, yeah.
And then the puck goes, and they're celebrating, and I'm very confused, but... So then we go to overtime, we get no goal. We go to double overtime, and we get a Vegas game winner. And now Vegas is up 2-1.
Off a fluky bounce off the back of the boards.
Just terrible luck. Hey, the one thing I've jokingly said about hockey is it feels like there are moments in big games where that kind of stuff happens, and I don't like that. I don't like fluky bounces of the puck. The way how you get post to the right guy, or it comes off the boards wrong, or something. But to their credit, they got the puck, and they ended up netting the game winner. And I have no idea what to say other than, does this to you feel like Vegas is dominating the series and pretty good control of the series, or do you not have that feel?
No, I don't feel like anybody's really dominating it. We have yet to see either goaltender, like, just be the Great Wall of China yet.
Well, they're not.
Neither goaltender has just said, you're not getting anything by me tonight.
It's a high-scoring series.
And so if one of those goaltenders does that at some point,
right,
then I think that will tip momentum to one team or the other. Carolina's hoping that's in game four in Vegas.
Yeah, and I hope that they win, because I want, you know, I want to maximize the two sports left that we have going. We'll talk about game two and game three in the NBA Finals and everything that went on Friday, because that was crazy. And the Knicks are up 2-0, and we got Madison Square Garden tonight. It's going to be a buzz. I'd like them both to go seven, just as a sports fan. Like, I pick Knicks in seven. If it goes seven, San Antonio could sure enough win the championship. Prediction wrong is one thing. It's like, I just want to maximize the sports that we have. Now, right now, one team being up 2-0 and the other being up 2-1 feels a little different, but it does have a little bit of vibe as a non-diehard regular season hockey guy. Vegas is a little more, and not just up in the 2-1 sense, but like, it feels like I'm watching Carolina have to come back.
Yeah.
In the series. And I feel like maybe that's an advantage to Vegas of who you should maybe pick outside of just being up 2-1.
Yeah, there's some tinkering that Rod Brindle, you know, the tinkering that goes on in hockey with coaches, they'll change up the lines.
Sure.
So similar to, you know, changing up the rotations for an NBA head coach. So that's what they'll do. There's not all that much tactically that they can change at this point. They know what each other's trying to do. It's just a little bit more attention to detail, making sure you're getting the puck out of your defensive zone cleanly. So turnovers, you know, towards your own blue line you're defending, just mistakes get capitalized on that you see. If you turn it over in the middle of the ice, it's coming the other way, and your goaltender's going to have to make a save.
Can I ask you, hockey likes to make fun of basketball because basketball takes two-day breaks in their championship, as we've seen right now because the Knicks are back. Why are they taking 2 days off not traveling?
That has to do with television, because ABC has both of
them. So it is about the finals.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I figured it was, but I saw that and I was like, that seems a little odd.
That's a TV thing.
Okay, so it's a TV window
thing. Just because, ABC has them both.
If the Knights go up 3-1, is that series over to you, or is this?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Whereas we know if the Knicks are going up 3-0.
If the Knicks go up 3-0, then it's simply a matter of time.
Yeah.
Whether it's 4 or 5.
Because especially how they win it.
Yeah.
If it's close, maybe. I doubt it, but maybe. Whereas in hockey, you're saying 3-1 for the Knights, you're still not going to be sold.
No.
All right.
No. Especially if it's a similar game and it's a one-goal game and stuff's, you know, hockey's weird like that.
A lot of people are doing to the NBA right now. They're talking about, and I know the Knicks are up 2-0, So we'll have to wait and see what game three. If the Spurs win, man, that's gonna change a lot of stuff for people. But people are talking about how good both games have been. They've been a little down to the wire, especially game two, more so than game one.
Yeah.
Does this feel like an all-time Stanley Cup to you between these two teams?
If they keep going like this,
if this is just the pacing of it, the way it's going to be back and forth,
yeah,
this is an all-timer for you.
It's
hockey guy,
yeah,
okay.
It gets up there and starts rivaling some of the ridiculous stuff we've seen over the years.
Who do you find that you're rooting for in it?
I've been rooting for Carolina.
You haven't nudged at all on that.
Nope.
One's a pretty big underdog, though. You guys got to really hate that other team to not root for the 39-win team to upset the 53-win team. It's kind of bizarre. That just because they're an upstart good team?
No.
I don't really understand hockey, people.
Oh.
What's the explanation for not? There's a lot of anti-Golden Knights stuff. They're an underdog. They're a massive underdog.
They are.
So why aren't we rooting? We do this in every other sport.
I think there's some thought. I mean, it's their third finals that they've been in, and they've only been in existence for 9 seasons.
So you're punishing them for being good out the gate?
I'm just what some people may. I'm just rooting for the Hurricanes because I'm rooting
Dunning?
For the Hurricanes. So what Rod Brindamore's done, I mean, it was 06. He was the captain the last time they won the Cup.
Does the Dundon play a factor at all for you, wanting to see the new Blazer owner win the championship?
Not that much.
Oh, okay.
I've liked the way this Panthers or the Hurricanes have played the last few years as they've acquired guys. I don't think Slavin's going to be traded anytime soon.
That's Slavin. You can't trade him.
Something the Kraken need, it would be Jacob Slavin.
I mean, who wouldn't want Slavin? I'd want my team to go get Slavin. Tell you that much right now. What is the most interesting thing in the Stanley Cup for you?
Oof.
It feels like the sport is handing you on a platter everything you want as a sports fan. So what is the most interesting part of it?
Boy, that...
Because I'm just a non-hockey guy watching hockey. I don't know the rules half the time. I don't understand the interpretation of the rules half the time. I think some of this is luck. One team is 20 games better than the other team, and that just doesn't matter. The other team's kind of better than them. What's the most interesting thing as a hockey person?
I think as a hockey person, the most interesting storyline is the fact of what John Tortorella did coming in 8 games remaining in the regular season.
Why does he get credit for this? What's he done?
I feel like
hockey coach is the most worthless job in sports.
I know.
That's a hot take.
But it's
not all
the
hockey
same
coaches.
Players, but all those same players were floundering around through 70 games of the regular season. Comes in, makes a couple of different switches with lines, and gets them to just a different voice. Something just a different thing to focus on, maybe with what they were doing. It's
taking
really
all the credit
insane.
Away from the players, huh? All right, that's what you want to do.
That's the most interesting storyline, I think, if he pulls it off and if they win.
Would it be his first cup as a coach?
No, he won with Tampa.
Oh, he's been at Tampa. That guy goes everywhere.
Yeah, he's had a lot of jobs.
It's kind of a hockey slut.
But he's he wears himself out.
He does.
Gets on guys,
he
wears it kind of like Tibbs.
Charges a pretty penny and then moves right on. Yeah.
He goes and does the TV gig for a little while, and then somebody else is like, all right, they determine, we don't have a lot of discipline right now. We're lacking focus.
He's a short-term solution, not a long-term answer.
Correct.
Okay, I like that. All right, well, the Stanley Cup was cupping Saturday. We had a double overtime thriller, and they'll play tomorrow as the series is 2-1 Vegas. Loaded second hour of the radio program. Let's talk about game 2. It's been a couple days. I've been meaning – I wanted to talk about this game. Game 2 was awesome. San Antonio, New York somehow gets the win. We're headed back to Madison Square Garden for a pivotal game 3. Hour number 2, Dirt and Sprague on 105.1, The Fan.